Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
If you get rejected over a text, here's how to respond like a pro. We all know that getting rejected over text is the worst. Without saying it, the other person is basically saying that you aren't worth enough to break up with in person, thus leaving you with the huge decision of, do I write back, do I block, or do I stay silent? Here's what one expert says. They say a breakup text is just information. Information that the person wants to break up with you. Information that now you are free to find someone new. Information that this person is selfish and not someone you probably ultimately want to be in a relationship with anyway. If it has only been a date or two, best not to freak out. Just take that text as information. That doesn't mean it's not going to suck. Going on a first date and thinking it was the best first date to only get no texts or a text that says you aren't a great fit is a gut punch. But if a person has the balls to text you up front after a first date and say that it wasn't a fit, just say thank you for letting me know, then move on. I would probably then have to shut off and hide my phone under a pillow for the rest of the night as I drank wine, hoping not to send a follow-up text. Do y'all do that? Have you ever just like hid a phone under a pillow, hoping like out of sight, out of mind?
No.
I wish I could say yes, but I know you probably have, and it would make you feel better if we said yes, because this is something you've done, right?
No, it's just me. Oh, totally. I used to hide it under pillows all the time.
Or, but, like, but you know exactly where it's hidden,
exactly.
So what's the point?
I mean, it's just like when it's not in hand's reach, and if you're in bed and you're sad, but then you hide it under a pillow in another room so that you like actually have to like get up and go, and then you're not staring to see if the three dots come. It just helps.
That's funny.
Now, for the heavier stuff, a text that ends a relationship. Again, someone who does this is selfish. You don't want to be with them anyway. If this is how they communicate, then it just shows how they'll continue to communicate. Obviously, in a perfect world, you would respond with a thumbs up or a good luck and move on. You know, like, hey, take the high road. But obviously, that's only for cool girls in movies, and you have questions that need to be answered. Asking those questions is fine, but an expert says, get your answers and then block that person and move on.
Interesting.
You don't want to keep the door open for them to pop up and cause you a bunch of grief all over again. Exes like to circle back, even if they broke up with you. Don't give them the opportunity. If they genuinely cared, they wouldn't have broken up with you in the first place. So I'm going to circle back to my first comment. A breakup text is just information. That doesn't mean that rejection won't hurt a bit, but you don't need to internalize it and feel like it's about something you're lacking, because it's not. A breakup text is just information. That's my dating diary.
I have a feeling guys do this more than girls. Like, I have a friend that did that via text, and he did it because he was afraid to hear her voice and, like,
oh, of course,
the whole, like, that she's hurt, you know, and but he just had to do it. So that's why he texted her and told her that, hey, this isn't working out. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. I know that's so.
But it's selfish, right?
Well,
you text her because
it
made him feel better.
No, you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. When he sent that text, he was like, oh, I feel so much better. She texts back saying, cool. And he was like, what do you mean cool? So she threw it right back on him.
It was so
great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you somehow can just write back a thumbs up,
yo,
or cool, or thanks for letting me know, like, boom, power in your hands.
100%.
And then block. But I get, sometimes you do have to ask questions, depending on how long, like, the relationship's been going. You know, like, that, you can do that if you've been hanging out, like, a month. But if you've been hanging out 6 months and dude's like, hey, we need to break up, I mean, ask your questions, because you deserve that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.